It's time for the IzWiz with Mads Maddest Rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2016, recorded Thursday, November 27th, 2024. Magic with magnetism. On this episode of the GizWiz, Diggity has not one but two LED gadgets that you have to see, plus the most stylish hat you have ever seen. I have another What the Heck Is It crappy corner, and for the warehouse, we go back to the original warehouse with Diggity, all next on the GizWiz!
It's the same old show with Dicky D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing glowing LEDs. Get ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! And here he is, our most thankful host, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, bringing everybody their turkeys a day early.
Yep, we are. We're here a day good. Early before Thanksgiving. Yeah. And I have to say a big happy birthday to my mom. It's her birthday today. So happy birthday, Mom. Love you so much. And thinking of you. Happy birthday.
That's great. Yes. Turkey Eve. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Dennis is going to give me something. Talk to the chat room.
Okay.
I'll be back in 1 second.
Well, we are recording the show just a bit early because Thanksgiving is tomorrow. So we are having our show a bit early and hope that everyone...
Okay, and what day is it?
Thanksgiving Eve, Diggy D.
Oh, Thanksgiving Eve. Oh, okay.
That's like straight out of Friends.
You know, it is so funny because I had nobody sent in any videos for the warehouse video. And I said to Dennis, let's just go shoot something at the warehouse. And we go in the warehouse and I said, you know, while we're here, let's organize some shelves. And Dennis said, what's this thing?
No way.
I must have bought it. I don't know when I bought it. I saw whatever it is. Isn't it funny? I
thought that is it was funny.
The turkey hat.
I can't believe, on the tag, if you look really closely, it says New Millennium on it. That's pretty crazy. That's pretty old.
I'll just leave it on for host chat. Yeah.
That is awesome. I can't believe you just have that laying around. The day before
Isn't that a riot that I found it?
Oh my God! Yeah, it is. It is. That's great. Oh my gosh!
Well, something else. I
guess
found.
You have to like stuffing. If you know,
yes,
you
yes,
are.
I am. I used to get stuffed. Now I am the stuffing.
Yes. Yes. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish? Traditional Thanksgiving.
Sweet potatoes. With brown sugar, you mash the potatoes, then you put brown sugar on it.
On
and
top.
A lot of people also add marshmallows.
Yeah.
And then brown it in the oven so that the brown sugar makes a crust. Uh-huh.
Oh.
I
haven't done that. I've done the marshmallows and they get like a little toasted on top.
Oh, okay.
But I like your, this is like a cream brulee, but
yes, that's
sweet
exactly
potatoes.
Cream. Yes,
that
is exactly what it what the topping tastes like.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I think mine is, I mentioned before, pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie is my Thanksgiving go-to for sure.
Yeah, we bought a pumpkin pie, but someone in chat room said pecan pie. That's also...
The other thing that I always look forward to, deviled eggs. Deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs?
Yeah, those are almost always like on the side or like near the relish tray. Oh my gosh, I love deviled eggs.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, deviled eggs is definitely one of those I look forward to. Anyway, Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Do you have any plans?
No, we're just going to be the three of us, Dennis, I, and Charlie. How about you?
Saying this Thanksgiving, I decided not to travel back, and I ended up being a bit sick, so it's probably a good thing. I'm dealing with something. I took a COVID test and found out that the COVID tests now have flu You can tell if you have the flu at the same time you take your COVID test at home, which is kind of nice. Two different types, a flu A and a flu B. I have no idea what the difference between them is, but I don't have the flu and I don't have COVID, so.
Oh, that's good. And that's so funny because Monday, Dennis and I went to get shots and got COVID in the left arm and flu in the right arm.
Yeah, I should have done that. Every fall, this is how I remember, is around fall is when I go and get my immunizations for the flu. And I just forgot this year. I just completely forgot. So, I mean, who knows if it would have helped me now, because I don't have the flu. I don't know. Maybe it's not.
Yeah, no,
there's only good. They only test for two, so maybe there's another one running around. I have no idea.
I wonder if there's a home version of that. That would be great. You can do COVID testing at home.
Yeah.
It'd be great if you could do COVID and flu.
Yeah, definitely. And, well, yeah, and so that's what I did. I took one.
Oh, it is a home test?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, this is a 15-minute test, and instead of the control line and the COVID line, it has the control line, the COVID line, the flu A test, and the flu B test, and all of them were negative. I was hanging out near a friend who had strep throat the last weeks, so I'm pretty sure that I have early strep throat. My throat's not even sore yet, but that's why I think I'm sick without the flu or the COVID. But but very interesting that you can now test for flu.
I think that's
at
I
home.
Think that's Isn't I think
neat?
That's great.
$15 test and I got three different things that it could be. It's none of those things, but it's three different things right. That I now know that I guess there's still maybe some false negatives out there, but still, it's pretty great to have that information. That's kind of a gadget, you know? I like it.
I think it's super.
Yeah.
And something else I found at the warehouse was an old picture from the 1970s when I got one of my houseboats, and all I had was the contact sheet. So I scanned the contact sheet, and I said, can anybody clean this up for me? Because I don't have any.
And this is you and Bill Gaines.
This is
right?
me. And that's the publisher, Mad Bill Gaines. And
amazing.
The joke here is we wanted to take a picture about how exciting it is when the two of us get together.
yeah, both of y'all are head on your head.
Yes. and then some people took shots at clearing it up.
Yeah, so this is a clearer image for sure.
Yeah, a clearer image. And then someone else did someone just did yours.
But look at this.
And then Larry Ruppel. You know what?
It's gorgeous.
Actually, Chad, I just realized something. This is partly due to you, and I'll tell you why. Because Larry said, I cleaned it up as best I could, but can you set your scanner for a higher resolution?
Ah.
Well, I couldn't. And I suddenly said to Dennis, you know what? A few weeks ago, Chad said, these pictures have great resolution from your LG phone.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to send Larry a photo of the contact sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he used to get to make that color picture. So it worked better than the scanned image.
Interesting. So scanners still, they max out at like 300 dpi or 600 dpi, I think might be the absolute max that you could ever get out of a scanner. And so if you have a large kind of thing and you can take a photo of, sometimes the megapixels will end up being higher resolution than the scanner, depending on the thing that you're taking a photo of.
It was that way.
That's so great.
It was great to get that.
I mean, the before and after is insane. I mean, I can see your skin. This looks like you all of a sudden. This looks like Bill.
Yes. Yes, and also on the table. Dennis said, what is that on the table? I said, I think it's it's called a 360 light that's required on boats over, I don't know what length it is. But then when Larry cleared it up, it's definitely the 360 light that I was probably had just gotten to install on the roof of my houseboat.
Yeah. I mean, just that image versus this image is
yes,
pretty stark. I mean, just look at the data that just doesn't exist in your shoulder here. Like, there's just, it's just black. And then over here, you can actually see incredible. Well, yeah.
The first photo, I wasn't sure if I had a mustache or not. Because just around the mustache line, it's so dark, you couldn't.
Yeah, you can't tell.
Yeah.
Incredible. That's great. Thanks, Larry Ruppel, for
that was great.
Cleaning that up. Incredible. And hopefully, with AI and regenerative, like, AI and all that stuff, maybe in the future, there can be even more. Like, there's been... Have you seen... Photoshop has this technique where they can recreate faces, but what they do is they take a look at the image and they have AI make up a fake face from the image. So it looks at the image and it says, this face kind of looks like this. Let's make it in high resolution and then see if we can, like, place it on that face. Let me see if I can find an example of this.
Do you still look like you?
Yeah, you do. So what it were... Yeah, well, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. Photoshop face, old photo. I don't even know exactly what to search for. Swap faces in Photoshop. Not sure if I can quite find a good example of it, because I'm not exactly sure that feature's name at the moment. But so what it'll do is it'll basically look at a face, recreate it, overlay it on top of what it thinks, you know, the face used to be, and heighten the resolution and all that type of stuff to bring in data that it kind of just assumes should be there. That's kind of the cool stuff with AI.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it just
that's
fills in neat. Where it thinks that... the data should be, which is really cool.
Great.
Okay, well, let's jump into some
gadgets. Jump into a gadget while you watch. I'll get unstuffed.
LEDs. You know me and LEDs. And that's steady. And that's flashing.
It looks like a flux capacitor.
And then blinking. But what is this?
Okay. Yeah.
We'll go to the demo desk and I'll show you.
So what was it? It was the Moss Brill No Pull Dog Vest Harness, okay? Something that I bought and am not going to use, and I'll tell you why, okay?
It doesn't fit you.
This is Charlie's current leash, okay? He just steps in it, seal it, and click it closed.
I like that
however,
design.
I loathe these things.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? To get them open, I just don't have the knack for it, okay? And in the dead of winter, when my fingers are freezing, I can't get it open. So I buy things on impulse, and when I saw this, whoa. Yeah. But the thing is, all I did was look at the LEDs. Now that I got it, it has two of those.
Buckles.
This goes under Charlie's.
I couldn't think of the name of them. They're just called
tummy.
Buckles.
Yeah.
And then his legs.
Double trouble.
Here. But now you have two of these, okay?
I couldn't even open them on this thing.
Yeah, they're probably fresh now.
This is not on
they're
Charlie.
They're harder to open now.
With Charlie saying, get it off me, get it off. Anyway, so I'm going to give it to a shelter to give to a person adopting a dog, okay? So it's a little,
I think it's fiber optic, to tell you the truth.
Right? So you can have steady.
Yeah, kind of.
And
I could understand
blinking
that.
And flashing. It comes with a little USB-C cable, all right? And there's a little USB-C charging port with a nice attached rubberized cover, all right? And there is a little LED next to it, which lights up red while it's charging and then goes out when it's fully charged. It's just You know, Charlie the Little Dog, it's just a little too much construction. And these two
buckles.
I don't know, I have to find out the official name of these. Anyway, I paid.
So it was under $22, okay, $21.59.
You know what, it might be more. Maybe I paid $26. Right now when we're taping this, it's a Black Friday deal. 4.6 out of 5 stars, 629 people. But as I said, I'm going to give it to a shelter so they can give it to a person adopting a dog. That's it.
Fun. Didn't work out, but kind of looks
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, but you know what? It's funny because check the price now that you have. Oh, it's still a Black Friday thing. But for the first time, at the very bottom, it says there is a newer version of this. Does yours say the same thing?
Let's see. There it is. There's a newer model of this available.
A newer model, which is far less stuff to put on a dog.
Oh, yes. It's like minimalist. But,
yes, exactly. But each one of those things still has a buckle.
Yeah.
So I ain't buying it.
Yeah. Yeah, the buckle technology with the dog leashes is pretty... I don't know if I've ever seen anything that doesn't have a buckle. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
I wish... Do you have trouble with buckles or they work perfectly all the time?
I mean, they're annoying, but I can typically manage them just fine.
Okay, I guess I have weak fingers. Or we both have weak fingers.
Yeah, exactly. It does seem...
You do the buckle. No, you do the buckle.
I wonder if there's a... So I do know that... I think it's Kong makes a harness that has metal buckles. And I've played around with it before, but I'm not sure if it would help you out. Let me see if I can open this.
It might, because the plastic, I don't know, maybe in the dead of summer when the plastic's soft.
Yeah. If you give me a moment, I can go grab it. I have one around. Do you have anything to talk about this gadget? I could go see if it helps. Yeah. I mean, I can't... Feels like there should be some other method of being able to attach it to your dog without a buckle. You know what I mean?
Pat says, I've seen buckles replaced with magnets.
Yeah, magnets would be the only thing I could think of. Is it like a magnetized dog harness?
Yeah.
I like the light.
Yeah. Sims to Rachel saying they need something that really stays closed.
Yeah.
So I can see... Yeah.
Well,
okay.
In between, as the next video plays, I'm gonna run and see if I can go grab that and see if it will help your situation. Velcro, I guess. Martron also mentions Velcro would be a
Charlie's vest is mostly Velcro, and that works great.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, that vest design that you have, where he steps in and you like kind of like close him up, I hadn't really seen that around, and it seems like such a great design.
You know what? I am seeing more and more of them in the park because it is so easy. It's two giant holes, and Charlie just goes, I know, my feet go in a big hole.
Same here,
and then
here.
It goes up, and Velcro's closed, and then there are two steel hooks. You know, we could probably leave the buckle off because then there is a steel hook on either side of where it connects, and then the clasp from the leash holds the two buckles together, the two rings together. And, you know, Charlie's a small dog, so... Rachel, yeah, it took Charlie a long time to stop freaking out when we undid the Velcro. Sims to Rachel saying, my dog hates the sound of Velcro. They'll get used to it. Charlie, yeah, Charlie too would go, what is that? What is that?
Scooter X shares a really funny story about brand names and Velcro, which I guess Velcro is running into an issue. Don't say Velcro. Have you seen this?
No.
Our legal team has something to say. Our Velcro company's legal team has decided to make it clear on a few things, folks. Stop saying Velcro, because here's what's happening, folks, is Velcro is becoming one of those generic terms.
Oh, yes, like Kleenex and escalator.
Exactly. Yeah. Whenever you say Velcro, please say Velcro fastening devices or something like that. You know. They don't say Velcro shoes. They're not Velcro shoes. They're shoes with Velcro fastening devices on them.
Oh my God.
They're running into...
I think...
There is a concept
in
the...
Hook and loop.
Yes, hook and loop tape. Yeah, exactly. There's a concept in the American legal framework that if your name becomes too synonymous with just the generic term for what a thing means, like Band-Aid being bandage... If you just call a Band-Aid, and forget that it's called a bandage, you can take over. They could lose their trademark. They could no longer. Everything could be called Velcro because everything is called Velcro because you call Velcro the Velcro stuff. So they're fighting back and saying, please call it Velcro hoop, Velcro. I don't know. Velcro brand. I don't know. Which is, I think, funny. They're dealing with it right now. Escalator is apparently a brand.
It is a brand. I thought that they had lost their brand.
Well, Frank Matt is saying that. I don't know. Maybe it's not a brand. Okay. I cannot think of another term for escalator. Moving stairs?
Moving stairs.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't get too popular or you become generic.
Dancing Waters. David Letterman used to have the Dancing Waters. And then he said, the lawyers have called and said, Dancing Waters is a trademark. And we cannot call our display Dancing Waters. So they started calling them Prancing Liquids. So whenever they would cut to the fountain.
Prancing Liquids.
Let's go to the Prancing Liquids.
Yes. Eric Jagerman says, if everyone calls them Band-Aid and Kleenex, why are they still registered trademarks? You'll notice on the boxes, they will say Band-Aid bandages, like really small. Or they'll say Kleenex brand tissue papers. They'll still have on the packaging that it is actually another thing, that they have a brand name of another product. And so you'll see that now, you'll see that on products that are fighting this, is Kleenex brand tissue papers Band-Aid brand bandages. And so Velcro brand hook and loop fasteners is what they probably need to do moving forward. Yeah. Okay, well.
Oh, and Eric Duckman corrected me. It was prancing fluids, not liquids.
Prancing fluids.
Prancing fluids.
Got to worry about those trademarks, folks.
You were talking about... good-looking headwear.
Oh, yes.
Take a peek.
All right, so when I first saw these knit caps with built-in sunglasses...
Oh, wow.
On, I thought, they look really dumb. And maybe I do look dumb. But what it is now, it's getting cold out, and I wear a knit cap, and I found out with a knit cap, when the sun comes out, it's really blinding. And I don't want to carry a pair of sunglasses with me. So I started thinking, I'm going to buy a knit cap with sunglasses. And I'm wearing them now. All right. And now
you can see the sun in them.
Look at the sun radiant. And, you know, it really works great. I mean... I look pretty weird. Do I look weird, Dennis? So? Okay.
I'm going to say you look like a
bug.
They do
work. If you don't mind looking strange. And then, of course, when you walk out of the sun again, whoa! They make a huge difference, all right? I'm looking directly into the sun now. I'm looking directly into closed eyes. I think they work through their weirdness. Okay, let me do it again. They work through their weirdness. And let's take a look at our little boy, he's been very patient during this entire filming process. Charlie, you need sunglasses?
I'll explain. Great.
Let's see how Charlie looks with sunglasses. Hang on, Charlie. He's probably going to hate this. Charlie with sunglasses. Hang on. Let me see.
Oh, hey!
He looks great.
That looks amazing.
Look at that tail. I need these. Pet approved.
Pet approved. That is so adorable. So you think you're going to be wearing those out and about all over the place?
I wore them the next day because I thought, you know what? I'd rather be comfortable and look like an idiot than... Because I don't Dennis likes to carry sunglasses around, and I don't. They're dirt cheap. This is the stupidest photo of them. It looks like there's Scotch tape on the lens or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think it's a reflection in them. And, yeah. You know, I think they're just plastic. They're not like any kind of ground lens or anything. I mean, the whole cap is $14.
Yeah. Now, if you had to wash this, you just throw it in with the lenses?
You know what? I don't know if the lenses pop out or not. They're even cheaper. I'm looking 30% off. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Look, you can get a coupon code with them. That is so funny.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean,
there
I
is a
wouldn't wear them skiing or something, but for my needs where I'm just going dog walking and it's cold out, it works.
Scooter X did find a few on Alibaba, AliExpress.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So there are a few out there. Gosh, they definitely are a look.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have to share a bench with anyone wearing that.
No, I don't think so. No.
I think you would be avoided pretty...
No, I think if you walked through the park with them, it wouldn't surprise me if some woman said, okay, here's my pocketbook, take it.
Yeah. If they said, I'm sorry, we're just going to arrest you. We don't know what you've done yet, but you look suspicious. That is funny. Hey, and back to the harness conversation.
Oh, yes, you found them?
So I got it.
Oh, wow.
So this is one of the ones that I used with Toast, and it has the same type of clips, but because they are metal, they are a bit easier, I think, to push. You can see that they have actual...
You see, those have little springs in them.
Yeah, they have actual hinges and springs and ball bearings.
The plastic things, you're just squeezing the plastic.
Exactly. Yeah. So you can... It's metal, so it'll be in there, but it's a tad bit easier.
To get
in there.
Oh, it even pops open. Yeah.
It looks like... Yeah, it kind of does fall out. This brand is the Kong brand is sold at PetSmart. Which is where I got this. And they have different, this one has like a lot of vest, but they have some that have a lot less material as well.
That's great. No, I like that.
This has two clips for these little things.
Oh, side pockets?
Yeah, but those are just for the pockets. So, but it does have two normal clips for the underneath.
Okay.
Underneath. One thing I will say that I didn't like about this design is that the harness, you can imagine, let's go to the wide, that the harness sits on the dog like this, and the clips to unclip the dog are here underneath, so the dog's head would be here. And it's kind of just annoying to kind of reach basically around their leg to get to the clip.
Oh, I see.
Which was kind of annoying. I did kind of like how that, or you were mentioning they just step in. I just kind of go... Like stick your head through, and then you got him.
Oh, okay.
So you go. Another option for you.
Excellent.
With that, let's move on to the next gadget, shall we?
Okay, here it is.
Gadget number 3.
What an amazing sunset, almost in the dead of winter. Okay, and what's great about this is I can make the sunset bigger and bigger, and I can bask in the sunlight.
The warmth.
All right, so
the warm LED glow.
Put this on the desk and tell you what this is all about. And Dennis is going to walk as we set this up here.
All right, so this was the first one of these that I bought at Five Below, and I just loved it. The Sunset Lamp, all right, for people who get depressed when daylight saving times end. And it's a simple on-off switch, okay? And then about a month later, Five Below had a lamp that glowed blue, and they had one third choice. You could buy a lamp. It was more like a moon. So I bought them. Then the next lamp was one with a push button, so you could go through various colors. So I bought that. And then, I'm looking on Amazon, and I find this. It's facing you, so I'm going to turn it toward me. Okay, the multicolor sunset lamp with multiple control modes and advanced color variations and a built-in microphone.
What?
So you can make the color
dance
to your music. What? Now, I used to do that on the houseboat. I used to lay on the roof of the houseboat and play my stereo very loud, and the sun would go on and off to the beat of the music. But the neighbors complained the music was too loud. So now I can do it in my own home. Well, this is heavy. You know what? Actually, before I turn it on,
yeah.
You see in there?
That's cool.
That's a lot of stuff.
That looks like the most...
Does it show up in camera?
Beefy.
A lot of stuff in there.
Yeah. Okay, one we've covered yet.
That
looks like a glass thing instead of plastic, too, on the top.
Yes, it is, I believe so.
I think they call it the octopus. Okay. Stand.
It has four legs instead of a tripod. That's so funny.
So this is going to screw into that. Mm-mm-mm. And then it terminates in a little USB plug. So you need one of those AC adapters, but I have it plugged into an external charger. So now this is without the app. You're not going to aim it toward this thing here. All right, so that's green. And I guess you can...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, you can...
Really dial it in.
Wow, this is nice. You know, this is way brighter than the other one.
Yeah.
You know, I like this a lot.
Yeah, this seems like the professional...
It really... I forgot to see how many watts that LED is, but it's bright.
Boy, you can make this... This looks like ocean water down in the Bahamas. Okay, but wait... There's more. All right, I don't want to shine it in the camera. It comes with its own app.
Oh. It makes its own gravy.
Phone out here. And the app has a weird name. Zenge. Z-E-N-G-E-E. Now, I haven't tried it since I took my phone out, but... Oh, look at this. I normally have so much trouble...
Oh, connecting.
With,
yeah, right. Yes. It instantly find each other.
Wow. That with that.
And the camera is...
Brightness.
Is not showing all the color variations.
It adjusts pretty quickly.
And
oh, yeah, look at that.
In mic mode, I'm going to find music.
So it more changes the color with the beat than pulsating.
Yeah.
Which I guess is hard for an LED to do. So get in the back of your mind what you think this thing costs.
And I'll be here. I like this thing a lot, okay? Now, how much would you... expect to pay? That's the other
my
thing.
My guess
now,
is
I don't know
the
how
Five Below one
is
$5. This just seems like it should be
Black Friday deal.
20, something like that.
Recording the show early on a Wednesday because of Thanksgiving.
Just my random.
It is 12 bucks. Almost 13 bucks.
Yeah. Okay?
But even at its normal price, it's $20. I think this is amazing. All right. So I paid $12.72 and 286 ratings, 4.7 out of 5 stars. What is this for women? Oh, I love Christmas gifts photography for women. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm a man and I'm going to use it anyway.
That is funny. Diggity, you're going to be upset. You got taken. No. The price. There is now a 50% off coupon available. Look at that. You can get this thing for $6? You're kidding me.
What?
Yeah.
How could that be?
That's a dollar more than the Five Below price, which makes no logical sense in this entire world. Okay?
I may just buy another one just to have it.
Yeah. There is a 50% off coupon going on right now.
Oh, my God.
$12.72 price.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be like $6.36.
This is by far the best of the sunset lamps that we've ever covered. And we've looked at a few.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
I've not shut it off. I have it laying on its back facing the ceiling, and it makes the studio look great. I just have it cycling through every color.
That's great. That's amazing.
Yeah. No, I'm buying one right after the show, a backup.
$6.
I can't believe it.
That's crazy. I was really impressed with how bright that seemed. Even take the app side of it away, I just love that you could choose the multiple colors.
It has 6 buttons on the remote, so you can do a lot with just the remote built in.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
The hardware seemed really good. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's pretty awesome. Okay. Well, there you go. If you need a sunset lamp and you haven't bought one yet, now's your chance.
Way to go.
Now is your chance.
AliExpress is buying them on Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. In fact, Five Below is going to go buy them wholesale over there.
Yes, exactly.
And you'll see them in the $10 section of Five Below later. Okay, well, with that, let's move on to...
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
No, you don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. We are back with the Crappy Corner. Do you know... can you tell what this is right off the bat? Do you know what this thing is? We may have covered this before.
Years ago, and I have it.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So
the chat room can guess.
Yeah, the chat room can guess. I do have a honorable mention, which I'll cover quickly. But here is the last.
Well, what's the chat room guess it is?
Well, I spent a lot of time in the video, so I'll let the chat room
spend some time very good.
The video.
Hey, Diggity, so here we are with another What the Heck Is It gadget, and here's the gadget. Now, this one, I am a little afraid to show it off live, so we're going to take a moment so that you can guess what this is. Now, I put tape all over it. On the other side of this is the same type of text, so...
Pack and W says something Minecraft-y.
There's text all over this gadget, and... it kind of gives it away. So I'm going to give you a good chance to take a look at it. What on earth is it? And that's your last moment. This is a tool to magnetize and demagnetize screwdrivers. So here's what it looks like on the other side with all of the text that you can see. So you can see the magnet source. Oh my gosh, so exciting. So there's a magnetize and a demagnetize side. How does this work? Well, I have a few screws and a screwdriver. Sorry, screws and a screwdriver. And as you can see, this screwdriver is not magnetized. It cannot pick up these screws. Sometimes you want a screwdriver that's magnetized so that it can hold on to the screws really easily and they don't accidentally fall off while you're trying to install stuff. entering the magnet source. So, the way that you use it, and by the way, here is the packaging, kind of explains it just a little bit. How you use it is you take your screwdriver and you put it through the magnetize side. So see this positive side? And all I do is take this and just kind of run it through. And what we're doing is we are magnetizing this screwdriver. And now we grab the screws that we had before and we take our screwdriver. Hopefully, there you go. They are magnetized. So I can take this and now hold on to a screw while I'm trying to install it, and it won't fall off, which is great. And this was not a magnetized screwdriver ahead of time. Well, that could also be annoying. You know, maybe I'm picking up way too many screws with my screwdriver, and I find this just so annoying. I want to undo what I did. Well, the gadget has that, as you can see, a demagnetize. And you're gonna aim for the, you can see how it's kind of stepped down. You're gonna aim for the smallest section that you can with whichever screwdriver you're running with. And as you run it through just the exact same way, I can feel the force. I can feel that there is magnetization. And as I do this long enough, it kind of goes away. And I don't feel the magnetization anymore as long as I'm pushing it through, you know, the small demagnetize side. And eventually it kind of goes away, and let's see, no longer magnetized, wow. Which is really, really cool. I had, I was curious, would this work with even more kind of like beefier screwdrivers? I have one that has like a multiple like situation where you can kind of swap them out and whatnot. And I was wondering, would it work on this? I have no idea what type of material this is made out of. Not magnetized, and then we'll just run this through one more time and see if it will magnetize. Here we go. A little magnetized. I probably could have worked on that a little bit more, but there you go. That does work. And this was not magnetized before. So there you go. What an interesting little gadget.
I think, yeah.
The magnet source.
So it looks like the chat room, lots of people in the chat had seen this before, but here it is. It's inexpensive, so only $10 here. It's found at Ace Hardware. Scooter X found it for super cheap over at AliExpress, which is just absolutely crazy. So there you go. You want to see I gotta hide this. This is the honorable mention. Okay. Gadget. So here, take a look at this. Da, 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 da. This is the gadget, the whole gadget, not just a piece or part of the gadget. The top has sort of this opening. The bottom has the brand name.
It's a shaker of some shaker.
And that opens just like this. Any idea what this would be used for?
No.
And it is not.
Stand pencils in?
It's not a shaker. That is stand something not in it? What it is. No, you don't stand anything in it. It will say you put something in here, but then you just keep it in there. It is. The baking soda pod. So that you can keep baking soda in your refrigerator whenever you want.
Oh, okay.
It's a BPA-free baking soda holder. So I guess to keep your fridge fresh, you would stick your baking soda in there and then just stick that into the refrigerator if you want. So there you go. Another honorable mention. Yeah, not amazing.
I have something amazing to tell you.
Oh, yeah?
I had my screen open.
Uh-huh.
I do not have that 50% off coupon.
What?
Go in again. It's not.
I'm getting bubbled? What?
Is yours still there?
Yeah?
I don't have it.
Weird. Let me open this again. Weird. Chat room? We need to ask the chat room. Is Amazon making sure that...
Is everybody getting that?
Here, I'm sending that in the chat.
I just refreshed the page. It's not there.
Simpson Rachel says that they see it. Weird. Well, you bought it already, Dickie D. They don't want to offer you the 50% off.
I know, but maybe. You know what that could be.
But still, you would buy a second one.
You know what? That could be.
You might need to open an incognito window. See if the...
Oh, but then you won't get Prime and you won't get shipping.
Well, you'd sign back
right?
in. You'd click it and then it asks you to sign in. Like, just like how... like, I can see it over here. But I'm not signed in right now. So if you open this in an incognito window, you might be able to click this and then it'll ask you to sign in and you'll be able to...
Okay. I'll try that. Okay.
Because, yeah, that's ridiculous. Okay, well, that is the last of my What the Heck Is It's crappy corner. Thank you so much.
Oh,
right,
you'll be sending out a thing, right?
Yes, a new theme will be coming to the patrons. This was a really fun theme, super fun theme. I will say, today, oh my gosh, I had a hard time finding a gadget. I walked around the store forever until I found this thing.
Well, I was astounded that you found so many, because every other month, I go, oh my God, I gotta find another What the Heck Is It? And you found four so quickly.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere. This one I had found earlier, and I was like, it's kind of not that great. So anyway, that was it for What the Heck Is It? It's a wonderful theme. Thank you, patrons, for voting on that. Over at the Patreon, you guys will have access to vote on the next crappy corner theme. So thank you guys for being patrons. With that, let's head on
also,
to...
Wait, you know what? One second.
Yeah.
In December, we do the best of and the worst of, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you're only going to have like two shows themes?
I guess so. We have to decide how we're going to do it, because we'll have December. Okay. We might have all of December and maybe January.
Oh, no, yeah, I think you're right. I think we tape them in December.
Right.
But one worst of and runs in December.
Right.
Best of runs while you're at CES.
At CES, yeah. And then we come back and have all the CES.
Yeah. Content. You know, should we just mention the CES thing?
We should. Yeah, I guess we should. It is that time of the year. CES is just around the corner.
And I said to Chad, we should do this now because it's Thanksgiving.
True.
And if you want to be thankful to Chad and send him to Vegas, not to see the shows.
No.
But to go to CES with our producer, Josh.
We have a fundraiser. We have the CES 2025 fundraiser to get me to CES. We've done this now for, this is, will be the third year, and
every year
the Gizwiz fans are so generous and absolutely amazing. So I just got to say thank you. If you like the show and want to see and want to help out a little bit with CES, please head on over to our website, gizwiz.tv. There is a CES fundraiser at the top of the website now, and you click on that. And that's how you support us. And we have a little donation bar that'll go up as people donate. And I just want to say thank you. It's there. It's live. And I might actually get to see the Sphere, because the opening ceremonies or opening keynote at CES is in the Sphere, which is exciting.
Okay. It's like,
Michael
okay.
is saying you might get to see the Sphere on the trip. And you have to buy tickets to go see the Sphere. So it'd be really cool if CES, I think they've confirmed it, that they're doing the keynote there. So I might be able to go see the Sphere for the first time ever, which will be really crazy.
And I should point out that this is a bare bones budget that includes airfare for two, yes. hotel for two, car rental.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Basically, meals. They're renting a scooter, and they're sleeping.
That's actually true. Well, it's not the scooter. The most economical way to get around Vegas is the monorail. So we'll buy the monorail typically. Try to find either an Airbnb or the least expensive hotel on the monorail to use that. And typically the monorail tickets, they seem expensive. I think they're like $60, but it's worth it. Because once you start adding an Uber to and from, and that was just one, you got to take six of them throughout the day. It gets crazy expensive. The monorail is typically how we do it.
The last time I went, I stayed near the convention center, and I only went for two nights. The two nights was at the hotel was $1,300.
Yeah.
So the fact that this is two people going for 4 days.
Yeah.
Pretty.
We searched for deals for a little while before we. Yeah. Anyway, there's some horror stories from CES trying to save some cash.
Yes.
I think one year, oh my gosh, I stayed at the Orleans Hotel, which, that is way off strip. That one was crazy. There was a Vegas hotel that I have never seen before and never seen since. I think I got to use it that year. I stayed in the hotel, and I think the next year it was destroyed. It was blown up. It was gone. I was like, no, that hotel, no longer. The CES fundraiser is live. However you want to give, we really, really appreciate it. We super appreciate it. And it'll hopefully CES will be another fun time this next year. With that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget. Wait, yes, Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn. Okay, I guess everybody was busy with Thanksgiving plans. No videos came in. So I said to Dennis, let's just go shoot something. Actually, we went to the warehouse to pick something up. And, well, the explanation is here in the video.
In case you're new to the show and think Dick's Gadget Warehouse is just a phrase.
The real warehouse.
And we were cleaning today, and I thought, oh, you know what? As long as we're here, let's do a video. So I'm not wearing a mic, but we'll walk around anyway. So Dick's Gadget Warehouse has a lot of old stuff. The mug, Mighty Mug, the mug that will not fall over.
It had like I a remember that
thing
one.
At the bottom.
Remember my, yeah.
Yes.
It worked.
It did.
This is amazing. This was back in the days of mail order ripoff, okay? And it was an ad for a sewing machine with no photo. And it was like $14. And then your sewing machine came.
No.
And this was it. Okay.
No.
The famous Sun sewing machine. Okay. The Better Business Bureau borrowed this for a while to take photos and track the company down. Spare fog machine, bone shaft. Oh my God, bone shaft. This was a pot set, copper bottom pot set, okay? That was like $29. And I did it on so many shows, Regis and Phil Donahue and Sally Jesse Raphael and Good Morning America. And the object here was, I would say, what's great about the frying pan is if it says you're making an omelet and it says fold the omelet, you can just, and I would fold the frying pan.
Oh, OK. because okay, it was so do it. Thin.
Because they're out of business, it's and it's my last frying pan. But I had to keep buying new sets.
I kept buying them. I bought six sets.
Bone shaft, just so I could get the frying pan. We were making room, so now I have room for another bin up here. The little button lamps, remember these from Pantavision? These little guys would clip onto the back of... I'll push this one out. This one still works.
Okay. Fresh.
You would stick them up under, little sticky in the back, anywhere you wanted to have a little, not automatic, but a little light that you could clip on. I used to put them under my desk. If I dropped something under the desk, I could just turn it on and see what's under there.
I would often leave it on, lamps. So I went through a lot of them.
And, oh. This is coming. Oh, it's broken. I'm going to throw this out, actually, now. Santa mirrored ball. Oh, my gosh. Dancing Santa.
Selfie Santa?
He doesn't work anymore.
Yes, wow. Selfie Santa.
I might take him home later and, we'll find the video of this, all right? But Dancing Santa lives. I have a spare mic. Heil mic. The railroad train. Oh, this might be worth something. The railroad train ornament. And it's powered. You unplug a bulb, and this thing has a little... Did I reseal it? No. Oh, I can show it to you. Okay. Oh, no, it's not a... It doesn't plug into a bulb. Oh, the batteries. What a mess. I don't know how I ever store this with the batteries in it, but... The train would go around, and the soldiers would go one way, and the train would go the other way. That is terrible. It was called Winter Wonders. All right, Treasury of Christmas Ornaments. I can't even read the name of that company. Esco?
I hope I can clean those contacts up. Maybe it'll still work.
Oh, I'm so upset about this.
We should look for a anti-corrosion.
Everything.
I feel like there's got to be a thing that eats up the battery acid stuff.
I'll take a moment to see if I can clean it up.
Yeah,
anyway,
I have
enough for this episode of Gadgets from Dick's Gadget Warehouse, filmed in the Gadget Warehouse itself. It does exist.
Dun, dun, dun. That is crazy.
So now you can see there is a need for new Gadget Warehouse videos.
Yes.
Okay. Anything to do with the gadget. Okay. 1 to 3 minutes. You can be in it if you want, but most people just shoot it themselves with their phone. Just horizontal format. Make sure we can hear you and see the gadget. 1 to 3 minutes when you upload it. There's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted. That way, only people with the URL will be able to see it. And send that URL to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And new gadget, old gadget, gadget you love, gadget you hate, and our very favorite old tech gadgets that at the time were such an amazing thing and now are laughable. We love those videos. But anything to do with the gadget, get something here by next Thursday.
Do it. With that, let's move on to the letter.
Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
Our letter is from Linda Norman, who said, I was watching the show where you covered Stello, S-T-E-L-O. As it happens, she explains what it is. As it happens, I use Stello. You guys were speculating on insurance coverage. In general, insurance coverage only covers CGM for people with type 1 diabetes. If you have type 2 diabetes, you are pre-diabetic and insurance will not cover it.
Ah.
CGMs cost $200 to $400 a month.
Yeah.
For myself, a 60-year-old trying to control my blood sugar, it's been an invaluable tool. Being able to see what food caused blood sugar spikes and eliminating them from my diet has brought me back into normal levels.
That's
great. We should explain that these are, for a month, it's $99. If you go into a subscription, I believe it's $89. But I've gotten other emails from people who think this is just amazing. Linda says, love the show, Linda Norman. So there you have a fan of the show who uses this and finds saving a lot of money with it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think that's awesome. And I wish there was an easier path for these pharmaceutical grade devices to be available to the public, because I felt this way about a few medical devices that I just don't understand why the barriers are so hard to get them into people's hands. The glucose meter is one of them. The AEDs, I don't understand why it's so hard to buy one of those defibrillators. I don't know.
Yes.
Why is it so difficult to buy a defibrillator? Let me buy a defibrillator. And then another thing that I just felt was the same way was Narcan, which is like a drug to like stop people from like overdosing. I don't know why, but one day I was like, why don't more people have that around? And like, that's another thing. It was like hard to get. I don't know about that last one. I haven't really done any research on that.
No,
but
Heart Hero was a heart thing at CES like 40. Yes. And they're still trying to get it on the market.
Yeah.
There are so many meetings and things that they have to approve, get approved.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good.
And I remember when Apple went through the regulations to get the EKG stuff on the watch. That was a big news story. Eric Duckman is saying Narcan is over-the-counter now. And I kind of remembered that. It's true. But it was one of those examples. It's like, why is this not available? It's a health thing. Take away make it so that people can buy it. And the Stelos, blood glucose monitor is another version of that. It's just like, I'm so glad that this is a product that's able to be purchased and used by people who have legitimate medical concerns that didn't have this as an option before.
Yeah.
So
I can get it at the drugstore. They don't have to go in and get it.
Take away the barriers to so that you can do it yourself, which is great. By the way, the chat room is letting us know that there's a few ways to get rid of battery corrosion. Alcohol, vinegar. I'm seeing all sorts of baking soda. There's all sorts of ways.
Oh, very good. Oh, chat room. I'll read through this. I often read through the comments after the show. So.
Yeah.
Thinking that probably there might be a good comment somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, that I think wraps up for the letter. I want to say a big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We already mentioned it, but if you are a patron, you get to vote on Chad's Crappy Corner, the theme for the corner. So go on over there, become a patron, ASAP, patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you guys so, so much for your support. I mentioned it earlier about the CES fundraiser and, of course, Patreon. And we're just a show that is supported by our fans. So I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support. If you like the Gizwiz, please consider giving back. Gizwiz.tv is the place to do it. Patreon tab at the top of the website. There's the Gizwiz CES fundraiser at the top of the website. A few different ways to support. However you support, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Head on over to gizwiz.tv. That's where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. Whenever we're live, the website will update with the live stream. And there's also schedule changes at the top of the website if we have any changes moving forward. I think for a while, we're pretty good. We do have GizFizz on Friday this week. But I think after that,
Christmas
is probably going to have a little bit of funkiness, but we'll take a look at that. Gizwiz.biz is Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you're ever needing a link back or an explanation about a gadget, head on over to Gizwiz.biz. While you're there, play the original What the Heck Is It? This is the What the Heck Is a Gadget, the whole gadget. And this is obvious to me. And this is a space cup. You know, it's anti-gravity space cup. It keeps all the liquid inside.
Okay.
It's just a top-down view, that anti-gravity space cup. If you think you know what this is, get a guessing over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guessing over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. Aww.